The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back.
All right, folks, we're back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog, your Tuesday host. Now, I'm not going to open the phone lines up right now. So if you call in, I'm not going to take your call, even though I'm prompted to do so because that's just my nature. But please don't call because I got some more stuff I want to talk about here. Anyway, when I was speaking, you know, I was talking about the WHO, but I want to focus here just for a couple minutes on the UN, because here's a few excerpts from the recent UN report that is called The Age of Digital Independence. Now, this report has been presented to the UN Secretary Antonio Guterres and gives its 20-person panel analysis of their perceived plan forward in conjunction with Klaus Anel Schwab's layout in his book COVID-19, The Great Reset. And oh, by the way, the two co-chairmen to Guterres are, as I mentioned earlier, Melinda Gates, Bill Gates' ex-wife on paper. And the guy's name is Jack Ma, M-A, the guy who developed the plan currently in use in China, that being the social credit score system. And among the conclusions, and this is depicted in their report, build an inclusive digital economy and society. And that's worldwide, folks. Develop human and institutional capacity. In other words, tie it into the vaccine passport system. Promote digital trust, security, and stability, which means propagandize the population by enticing them that it's a good thing. Sort of the same thing they did when they were trying to bribe people in the early days of the jab by offering them free beer, hamburgers, and sports events tickets. Foster global digital cooperation. In other words, offer perks if they do and penalties if they don't. And the same protocol is being used under the ESG program, encouraging large corporations worldwide to go woke. Examples of that include Budweiser, Target, Disney, and hundreds of others. They ensure that every adult has affordable access to digital networks and digitally enabled financial and health services by 2030. Create alliances for sharing digital public goods and data from the SDGs, that's Sustainable Development Goals. Adopt policies to support digital inclusion and equality. Isn't that? They use these words, inclusion and equality and stakeholder capitalism and all this gobbledygook globalist language that people don't understand unless you really dig. Yeah, so support digital inclusion and equality for men and marginalized groups. You know, policies that, again, offer perks if they do and penalties if they don't. They want to make sure everyone is included. And establish the use of metrics for digital inclusiveness. The entirety of this totalitarianism, demonic system is in full swing with their goal to total completion by the year 2030. Now, this is nothing new. It is only more diabolically sophisticated than what they did to our parents and our grandparents back in 1933. And if they succeed in this, the resulting aftermath for us, that's the ones who survive, by the way, our children and grandchildren will be in a world in which, excuse me, gold and silver will be outlawed, same as it was in 1933. Growing food will be outlawed. They must regulate and enforce what they deem as healthy, and we all know everything they deem as healthy, GMO foods, blah, 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 does nothing but cause you to eventually go to the doctor so they can manage your illness and treat you and drain your wallet. Anything spoken or uttered that defies their narrative, i.e. any politically incorrect language, will be monitored and policed by devices mandated in our homes. Now, and by the way, I want you to refer, if you will, to the RBN post of that man that Amazon locked out of his own house over Memorial Day weekend because the Amazon delivery guy had a headset on, and the guy had a talking doorbell, and I guess the guy, the delivery driver, misheard what the doorbell said, reported it to Amazon, and Amazon locked him out of his house for 6 days. This is what we see on the horizon. Guns of all kinds will be outlawed, and you will be forced to turn them in or face incarceration. You will have no say in your child's education. Allow them to drown our kids in LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ Kool-Aid. And if you don't, they're going to take them. There will be no private ownership of either gas or diesel automobiles, only government or environmental, social, and corporate governments, ESG. And they, of course, plan to limit your protein, your meat intake, deprive you of it, and offer you bugs as a substitute. Now, the question I have for you folks, before I open the phone lines, does this sound like a world in which you or your family would be happy to live in? And sadly, we are sitting on the razor's edge of this coming to pass. And it could be triggered by any multitude of cards that these people currently possess in their hands to play. A false flag EMP attack. A financial collapse. A crisis that we're currently facing, by the way. A limited nuclear exchange. Something Biden is obviously trying to provoke with his announcement of depleted uranium shipments to Zelensky. Another pandemic, ostensibly propagandized through their media arm. I don't project or perceive that that's going to happen until after this meeting in September of 2024, when all these people get together and all the leaders of all these nations vote and they hand over that the medical authority of all the people of the world to Abrasis, another criminal. Or many of the other Trump cards they hold in their hand. And speaking of Trump, just keep in mind that what they are trying to accomplish with him is what they plan on accomplishing with us, that being acquiescence, surrender, and or prison. They need to break our spirit for them to succeed. And in 1775, our forefathers' spirit wasn't broken. Their passion and resolve for justice and freedom, though it took many years and an immense amount of hardship, pain, and bloodshed, I don't have to remind you, they eventually won the day. And in 2023, we face a much more sophisticated, planned out, Luciferian plan for our futures that they did. And I wonder, do we have the spirit? Do we have the passion? Do we have the courage, as they did, to make sure that freedom and justice will, in the end, prevail? That our offspring will be guaranteed what Ben Franklin orated back then, a constitutional republic, if you can keep it. Now, the feelings of anguish, disgust, and frustration felt by our forefathers during that time, we can relate as we are feeling those same emotions today. The time is rapidly drawing near, folks, that all we need to do is a bit of soul searching and ask ourselves, do I still possess those admirable qualities of my forefathers? That thirst, that passion, the desire for freedom and justice. And if I do, do I possess the courage to act? And if I don't, what fate awaits me? Brings to mind a clip that I want Julie to play. You've heard it before, but I'm going to play it again because it fits. Go ahead and play clip one, Julie.
Sons of Scotland, I am William Wallace.
William Wallace is 7 feet tall.
Yes, I've heard. He kills men by the hundred. And if he were here, he'd consume the English with fireballs from his eyes and bolts of lightning from his arse. I am William Wallace. And I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You've come to fight as free men. free man you are. What will you do without freedom? Will you fight?
Fight against that?
No!
We will run!
And we will live. Aye. Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live.
At least a while.
And dying in your beds, many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
I see a whole army of RBN listeners in the same mindset. But what about the rest of the people? In our case, folks, all of the days from this day to that, if they have their way, will be a living nightmare, the likes of which I just previously outlined. This is what is at stake for us. Their plan cannot and will not work unless we concede and allow it. And the answer has always been, and I have said this many times, do not conform. Do not comply, regardless. They are already declaring one-third of our own countrymen as their enemy. What do you think they plan on doing next? The prosecution of Donald Trump gives us a strong indication. They aren't just prosecuting a man. They are prosecuting the very idea of making, any possibility of making America great again. Whether it be Donald Trump doing it or whether it be some other politician doing it, it doesn't matter. It's the idea. And what's really as sickening is that Republican presidential candidates have joined the bandwagon in stabbing Trump in the back, thinking that they won't have to deal with him as a contender. And we're down to a handful of congressmen possessing the attributes of courage. Josh Hawley, Marjorie Taylor Greene. I can name them on two hands. Matt Gaetz. They don't want a great America. They want a global totalitarian prison. They're traitors. The people in this country are traitors, folks. They want a totalitarian prison in which they possess all the power, all the possessions, and all the control. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Non-compliance is our weapon, folks. For now. All right, your thoughts. Open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252. But I also want to share with you why this strong push for this digital currency. They are pushing like there's no tomorrow. And for them, there isn't. And I'll tell you why. Because recently, and you won't hear anything about this in lamestream, mainstream, domestic media. Did you know? You know about the lithium mines down in Chile, right? The president of Chile just basically kicked the United States out for manufacture of lithium because they're destroying ecologically the country down there. There was a summit held in St. Petersburg with 20 African nations recently where Vladimir Putin showed the document where he had entered into and had signed by the Ukrainian high levels of the Ukrainian government a peace agreement back in, I believe it was March of 2022. Zelensky and the Ukrainian government agreed to a peace agreement, and then they sent Boris Yeltsin over there, which gave the kibosh to the deal. So who's the enemy here? Chris in Virginia, you're on with Michael. What's on your mind? Chris in Virginia.
Hey, Michael.
Hi.
Hey, man, I didn't even want to call in because you're on such a roll. I'm so loving everything that you're saying today. I'll just add that I listened to another guy. His name is John B. Wells. And
yeah, I know John.
And he's got a lot of courage. And I what he's saying on the air, what you're saying is, man, you're spot on. But one thing that he said is that no one else needs to know what you got. No one else needs to know. We need it all. It's a new psyche with me and with a lot of people I know. Is that no one needs to know what you got, and no one needs to know what you're going to do to take care of your business or take care of your family. And we are basically we're at a point now where there is no law. So there's no law and order. We know all about. We could talk about that all day. So here we are. Okay, there's no law. Well, we're going to have to do what we have to do, pretty much, to protect ourselves. And that means you may have to do something, and you're not going to follow the normal procedure where you might let somebody, those law authorities, know. You may not do that because it may be detrimental to you.
Remember what I mentioned really early in the show, okay, about our forefathers drawing a line in the sand. And you're right, because, you know, a government leads by example. The fish rots from the head down, and as far as what we're able to see, what is manifesting, what is glaringly clear right now is – there's a dual set of laws, one that applies to them, which is none. And by the way, Hunter Biden just got a slap on the wrist for this 4-year investigation over the IRS and his illegal gun purchase and all that stuff. He got probation, for crying out loud. Okay, while they're trying to throw Donald Trump in prison for 120 years. Is that the law? That's their law. That's not our law. Okay, we have values. We have the belief. And I believe that the seed of that value, the seed of that vision, still pulses through our veins just like our forefathers had it, Chris. Okay? Now, there's a lot of them that have been brainwashed, propagandized, and Kool-Aided to death, and they're out there walking down the street with masks on, okay, or using their QR codes. But the people that get it, the ones that still have two brain cells to rub together, can see that you're right. This is a lawless country. The laws only apply to us, their laws, not to them. Well, the line in the sand is drawing nigh. All right, I'm off my roll. Go ahead.
No, you're absolutely right, and it's literally like you can literally say we're not allowed to defend ourselves. So at least the law says that we're not allowed to defend ourselves. So that's crap. That I can say that to any cop to his face. They know that. So that's all I'm saying is that now, okay, basically the jig is up, and you're right with this thing with Trump. And you know, I saw Bret Baier interviewing Trump. You may have seen it. And Trump is just like going, hey, the election was stolen. Like, there was election fraud. And Bret Baier is just like trying and countering him with everything that he says. And Trump is just keeps persistently saying, hey, well, this happened and that happened. And it's scary across the board. My point is now you see the media is just absolutely naked, not trying to hide their bias or their – it is on. Sir, that's
well, they have, well, Chris, they have no place else to go if you think about it. Okay, you know, you say the election was stolen. Look what happened to Carrie Lake. She's been, you know, kicked out of court for standing or whatever it is. She's all the way up to the Supreme Court. Okay, and she's been saying all along the election was stolen. Marjorie Taylor Greene saying the same thing. Okay, and they were ostracized and vilified for they're trying to convince us that what we saw with our own eyes, that what we witnessed without a doubt. We're supposed to believe that a guy that sat in his basement throughout the campaign, that another guy that was out that drew crowds around the block, hundreds of thousands of people online and in person, and he lost that election? Talk about gaslighting. Are you kidding me? And well, I'm supposed to – go ahead.
Go ahead. I was gonna, what you have is a mob that basically – it's a group of criminal thugs that are basically saying – we got just enough idiots. We got just enough idiots that we've got zombies that we got them all, whatever, the programs they got them on. I'm talking about all the idiots.
All right, hold the line. We got to take a break. Chris, hold the line. We got to take a break. Stay there,
right,
okay, because I'll comment when we get back. See you in three. Stick around, Chris. Be right back.
Yes,
more
sir.
To come.
Packaging is all that heaven is. Got the little black car, the little black dress. We got the guru and the trailer and the full course.
Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's
all
going.
All right, folks, let's stop, look around, and everybody see what's going down. We got Chris from Virginia Online. I want to comment on what you said, Chris, because you're right. These people over time have used their mechanisms. They've used the mainstream media. They've used their parrying politicians. They've used the bought up and compromised idiots to dumb down enough of these go along to get along fools to think that they've got enough of a backing now that they can get away with this. It's the democracy versus republic. Benjamin Franklin, a republic, if you can keep it. A constitutional republic, rights of the individual, a democracy, two wolves and a sheep talking about what's for dinner. That's where we're at, folks, and they think that they can take over.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Go ahead.
You said it, so you just basically, I totally in line with everything you just said. You just said my point back. Perfect. So they absolutely keep saying that. Love it. I would add that I think about a lot when I'm thinking about what you just said, that I come to a conclusion in my mind that we deserve it because we have judgment coming to us for a lot of reasons, and we can go into all those, but you know what they are. So that's part of it, too.
Well, I think that Jesus Christ would grant us a reprieve if we would simply turn around, get it together, repent for our sins, forgive our enemies, and take this country back.
But so, we probably won't do the former.
Well, again, it goes back to being educated and waking these people up. But as was mentioned a little while ago, these people are too far gone. They are so lazy,
yeah.
So obese, so comfortable with their beer, watching Dancing with the Stars on mainstream boob tube, sandwiched in between all of their commercials, talking about, ask your doctor if Paxil is right for you. Every week they come out with some new pharmaceutical to keep dumbing these people down and destroying their immune systems. And these people just don't get it. I've lost
friends. I wish you were my neighbor, man. That's one thing, too, that the dumbing down more recently has more glaringly, for me, I've noticed it more glaringly how dumb people are. And it's really shocking how across the board and saturated. It's amazing. And you just think, it's a military operation. This is the result.
It's boob tube. It's programmed. That's why they call it programming. Look what happened. Yeah. We had one beacon of light left on mainstream media, i.e. Tucker Carlson. They got rid of him. He was getting too close to the truth, okay? And now he's on Twitter, and he's got about, I don't even know how many times more of an audience than he had when he was on Fox. And, boy, is he really letting it hang out now. But, anyway, I appreciate the call. Thanks, Chris. Got to run.
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. My prediction, a nuke on a hypersonic missile hitting us. Soon. And we may not retaliate.
And I think Biden is pressing for that because that'll give him the excuse he needs to lock us all down. And by the way, during the break, I happened to read an email. This guy says he lives in San Diego. And he says, I can only speak on San Diego, but they've had a bunch of them at the base. And he's talking about these Osprey helicopters in Point Loma for years. He sees them flying around all the time as he is an avid sports fisherman, and the base is right next to the fishing boats. Thank you, John. I appreciate that input. Okay, so we've got the other side of the coin. So I'm not saying it is or it isn't happening. I'm just saying be astute, keep your eyes open, and watch out, folks, because I believe that something is pretty soon coming down the pike. They're under too much pressure with what recently went on with this African meeting over in St. Petersburg when Putin showed them the document that Ukraine signed and the Western governments put the kibosh to that. Who does that tell you is the enemy? Go
Amen.
Ahead.
Hey.
Yeah.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. You're going to heaven. Have a good one.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. Let's go to Patrick in Texas. Sorry for holding, Patrick. You're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Yeah, Roger.
It's Michael. It's not Roger.
I'm sorry, Michael. Michael Herzog. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be kind of a history nut or anything, but it's like Dr. Hammond said that Peter Hammond said, Sabbatane Zephi, 1666. Salvation through sin. Now, this was a Jew in Anatolia, Italy, Turkey, and he was preaching salvation through sin. Now, that came forward to Jacob Frank when they created the Illuminati in 1776. And so that these people, they think like that. They're Satanist. And you say, well, it's just a bunch of frivolous people. No, half of the Jews at that time was enthusiastically following him. Now that was 1666. In 1770 A.D., the Jews in Italy, in Spain, got with them.
All right, I got to cut you off. We got to take a break. I'll hold you over. But the truth of the matter is, I don't want you to go through a complete history lesson like you've done on this show a couple times. After that, we're going to go to Tom in Utah, so stick with me. We'll be back in three.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
An Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBN Readers 2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
We're back with a National Intel Report. Hey, that's an excellent choice, Julie. I commend you for that one. It fits right in. All right, let's go back to Patrick in Texas. Patrick, please, I'm going to ask you politely, don't burn up a bunch of airtime talking about a history lesson here. You've done that a couple times on the program. Make your point, okay, and do it quick, because I have other callers on the line, my friend. So go ahead.
Okay. Cicero said, if you don't know your history, you're childish. Patrick Henry says, history is the lamp that lights my way. Now, You just use history yourself. Michael Gatti effectively used history to make points. I was just trying to run through it as quick as I could because I know you was going to cut me off. And I was just pointing out that there's nothing new. There's the same people that's been behind this whole thing. It's the Jews and the attack Spain, the Jews that are behind the British in 1776. It was Rothschild declared war on us in 1812, and I thought, I'm going to leave it right there because you're not going to cut me off any time.
Patrick,
I don't disagree with you, but you've made that point before more than once on my show.
No, I have not that.
Yes,
I have
you
not.
All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate
it,
Patrick.
Sure.
All right, let's go to Tom in Utah. Tom, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hi, Michael. From my perspective, I'm worried about who's going to do the battle. I was in a gathering of patriots up in college. We actually had a gathering there. Eustace Mullins, Bo Greitz, Richard Mack, you know, Cleon Scows, and a whole group of patriots were there, another man. As I looked around the room, I was sitting next to Eustace Mullins and Bo Greitz, and I said, look at this gathering of men. If we get into a tussle with the, you know, the UN, who's going to be prevailing? All they've got to do is shut the doors to CVS, Walgreens, or Rexall. Within a few days, they will prevail. They wouldn't have even fired a shot. When a third of the nation is diabetic, when a third of the nation is heart disease and all that, who's going to do the battle? We have been so brainwashed.
So what you're alluding to, Tom, is this has been long going, and this is by design. Everything that they've done in the GMO foods and the chemtrail, all this stuff, they've been poisoning us so to get us in ill health. Look what they did with the military and vaxxing all of the military. And look at the guys that have come down with the side effects, military that have dropped dead over it. Okay, they're doing this by design. And you've got a great point, Tom. And by the way, I want to mention to you, you called in a few weeks ago, or you asked my board operator to have me give you a call. And I want to make this clear. I did give you a call. And the voicemail that I got on your phone line that you, when you didn't answer the phone, I finally just hung up because it was a little bit confusing. Okay? So,
I fixed that voicemail, but go ahead and try it again.
Well, I don't have your number.
Go to gassingamerica.com, the webpage. Go to gassingamerica.com.
Gassing America?
Gassing America, or AKA poisoning the poor. In fact, that's what ended up costing me my site, my home, my reputation when I exposed that in D.C. That's an interesting thing to be aware of. Anyway,
okay.
Yeah, please call me. I'd be honored.
All right. Well, thank you, Tom. I appreciate the call. All right.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
One other thing. How many of us could pass the PT test or even negotiate an infiltration course? It's critical that we get ourselves pasted back together or there's going to be no one to do battle. What's sad, if our bodies fail, our knowledge goes with it. And I don't care how much constitutional savvy you have. If you're in the coffin, it's of no value to your friends and family. We got to stay alive. We got to stay vigorous.
Great points, Tom. Appreciate the call. Thank you so much. Phone lines are loaded. Let's go. Now, Murr, I'll be with you shortly. Mark in New York, hold on. We're going to go to Eric in Oregon first. Go ahead, Eric. You're on with Michael. What's on your mind?
Hey Michael. I listen to you a lot. I love your show. My son flies. He's a civilian. He flies for a outfit that flies for the military.
Uh-huh.
And he is in Arizona sometimes, in California other times, in Colorado another time. And he's been just ramped up on taking these special forces guys up to jump, usually early in the morning, like the other day I had to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. But, it's been nuts. He wants to interview with other companies, and he just can't get any time off because they keep on sending him up to send up more special forces out to get trained. And I just feel like it feels like there's a ramp up, like they're getting ready to send our kids over to Ukraine or elsewhere.
Well, I'm paying very close attention to that. Just like what I mentioned earlier in the program, I now see six C-130s that are completely refurbished and painted. And by the way, I've driven down that road and seen those planes hundreds of times. And they're all just, you know, dull gray collecting dust. And all of a sudden, not only have I seen these planes being refurbished, but mysteriously what popped up, it's not a building, but it's a wall that's about 12 feet high on the corner of Escalante and Kolb Road that's about 150 yards long and 150 yards. It goes south and it goes west, all right? And it's a great big...
That's at the Tucson airport, right?
That's Tucson Davis Monthan Air Base. They just recently built that. They just recently built that, and I can't figure out. There's a door that wasn't open, but there was kind of a screen that I could see through, and I can't figure out what that is. It could be that they're taking these planes in there one at a time and refurbishing them. I don't know, but I know there's something weird going on over there. But at any rate, I was just going to say, at any rate, it's like when there's going to be a thunderstorm. You know how you can smell it in the air? I smell it in the air. Something's coming.
He doesn't fly out of the Tucson airport. He usually flies out of a one north of Tucson. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But I just wanted to add to your comment because he has been so busy, he hasn't been able to come home. And we kind of miss him. So anyway.
Is he in the military or is he a military contractor?
No, he's a military contractor.
Okay. And he's training these special ops guys?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I mean, he doesn't do anything more than take the plane up and go take them up to 18,000 feet or whatever they ask for, and then they jump out of the back, and he comes back down and does it again.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, listen, I appreciate the call. I got to move on, Eric, but I certainly appreciate
you
calling in. All right, let's go to Mark in New York. Mark, you're on with Michael. What's on your mind, my friend?
Yeah, Michael.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm having trouble with my phone here. Yeah, I tuned in late, so if you already covered this, shut me down.
Okay.
let's see. Jeremy from Kentucky is going to have a debate with Jeffrey Nyquist tonight on RVN. And he called into John Moore's show this morning. Jeff Nyquist was saying some disparaging things that included giving RBN the raspberries for hosting shows that are, quote, anti-Semitic. So anyways, I just want to let everybody know that they invited Jeff Nyquist on. It's going to be on with Patrick Slattery. It sounds like
This is tonight.
Yeah,
he's coming on. Show specifically, Jeremy? What show does he host?
In plain sight, I believe it's 9 Central, 10 Eastern.
Okay. I'll tell you this. 9 p.m. Central. Okay, I got it. I'll tell you this. As far as J.R. Nyquist is concerned, and I've said this before, I've heard him a couple of times make some comments, and I've had listeners that have directed me to the specific hour and the time that he made the comment. And I'm a little bit taken aback with this guy because the next caller I have on the line, she actually called into John Moore's show one day and had some very eloquent, very documented comments to make. And this J.R. Nyquist was talking out of his hiney, if you will. This guy in certain areas seems to be an expert, but in other situations, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He doesn't know his arse from a hole in the ground. So,
we've all been brainwashed by Russian propaganda.
He's an idiot. I'll put that out there. If that's what he said, he's an idiot. And I'd be happy to debate him if he wants to come on my show. Some of the comments that he's made, I really take issue with. So, I'll just put that out there. But I'm going to tune into this show tonight and listen to that, and I may even call in. Thanks
there
for that.
Go.
I appreciate it. Anything else you got?
That's it, Mike.
All right. Thanks, Mark. I appreciate that call. I appreciate the tip off. All right. Let's go to Murr in Wisconsin. Are your ears burning, Murr? Murr? Marin, Wisconsin.
Oops, I had to get through the sonic gate. Yes, my ears are burning, and I'm thankful that he said something to say there, Mark, in New York, and I'll add to that. But first, I want to say today is the solstice, and this is a high, holy, satanic child ritual sacrifice night.
Mm.
Okay? Now, in Down Under, it's the winter solstice, but these take place all around the world. They're already in progress in the other time zones. You know, these ritual sacrifices, and the solstice is both, summer is the biggest one, but in the winter also, and they have things in the equinox, and then there's other points, but this is a big one, okay? And they go, the main big guys, there's 13 of them, and they go to Denver, under the Navari, and the Brown Palace Hotel, they pull up in their limos. They have a special elevator. See, there's tunnels underneath Denver where they used to haul the coal back and forth for heat, right? So that's how they get around. But then there's a child delivered, and you can imagine what goes on from there. But that's what this whole system is built on, this whole financial system. And recently I got an email from someone that updated me on the adrenochrome thing that was going around in 2020. And I'll mail this stuff to you, but there are a couple 20-minute videos, one and two, that show all the different, you know, where they're tracking this. It's adrenochrome factories with children. Main country.
Well, you know, it's interesting you bring that up, and I don't mean to cut you off here, Murr, but in preparing for this report today, I was going through a whole lot of videos, and one of them, there was, I guess, I don't know whether, you know, it was a guy that tracks, or they track these traffickers, and he uncovered the remnants of a locale in which there was several tents, and those they were abandoned, but there was baby bottles and there was little girls' shoes, and it was obvious that they had at least a dozen, if not 20, of these little girls and infants that they were bringing them in illegally. And it's obvious to me, and I might have mentioned this on the air. If I didn't, I mentioned it to both my children. I predicted, and this was 2 years ago, that not only are they child trafficking, sex trafficking, and drug trafficking, they're also organ trafficking, these people. And they're sacrificing them when they get done. Right.
Oh, right.
And,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this adrenochrome, Michael, in these factories, CYM factories, caring is youth, and youth is money, right? And these are children under 12, okay? And some of them even end up committing suicide because of what they're put through. They're tortured to get this adrenochrome because it's more pure from these young children. And there's thousands, hundreds of thousands. And you'll see this on these pages, right? But they're this is part of this financial system, you know, and I understood when, you know, Harold Wallace Rosenthal with Walter White in 76, and he said it's essential we have control of the money so we can have international, you know, take over the world via propaganda. So Trump was, you know, and I don't like any rulers, okay, because if you give them an inch, they take a mile, right? I think we need anarchy where we have the rules and we are self-responsible. Anarchy is a good word. It's just been misused also. But okay. Anyway, you know, so he rolled back the fake news. Okay, there's the propaganda. And I thought, okay, so he's going to go after the money next. Well, to get to the money, you have to undo all this stuff with the children. It is what is supporting this financial system. You know?
Well, it's not only that, but it's not only that, but it's the perpetual wars, which is why they're dragging out this war as long as they can in Ukraine. They did it in Iraq. They did it in Afghanistan. Okay, they do it anywhere they can because it's financial windfalls for these people.
And orphans. See? Orphans. I'll send you a video
85,000,
about that.
85,000 of them brought up in Congress that have disappeared. And who is it? What's his name? Alexander Mayorkas? Is that the guy that's supposed to be overseeing the immigration? Okay, and he's just dumb. Oh, I don't know. He doesn't even have an answer for it. He's got the answer. He just can't say because he knows what's going on with it.
Yeah, but I wanted to tell you about this adrenochrome, though. You know, gold is at about 1965 an ounce. Well, it's a similar price for a milligram. Okay, so if you get the milligrams in ounces, it works out to $54 million an ounce.
Adrenochrome?
Yes.
Oh, my God. And so only the elite could afford that to begin with.
Well, see, this is why they hate Trump. But see what it is? It gives them spiritual acuity and keeps them going. I mean, look at Henry Kissinger, whose real name is Heinz Loeb, by the way.
Heinz Loeb.
Yeah.
Okay.
So but like you said, and I appreciate that about Nyquist, and I'm starting to call him Lyquist, but after he harassed about how 75% of RBN is anti-Semitic and all this, and I'm thinking, you know, he's just a guest on this show, you know, a frequent guest, but he's not a host, so I can talk about him.
Well, part of the issue, I mean, in the two clips that I was sent, John Moore is actually condoning this. And
I think that's a model,
I guess the bottom line is the only thing I can say, and I'm not going to speak ill about another host, but I am going to say that he needs to do his research, because mm-hmm. he's condoning something that is coming out of the mouth of somebody who obviously on that particular subject doesn't have a clue of what he's talking about.
Even worse, Michael, I think he does know, but he doesn't want it to be revealed that that's really what's happening. Okay, so what he said then was he pinpointed Jeremy and Patrick's show and how they talk about the Zog government and all this. So Jeremy, calmly called in, and he wanted him on a Tuesday night because he wants him to debate Patrick Slattery, who has a degree in political science. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so either tonight or tomorrow night. And the movie...
Okay.
Hold on.
We got to take a break, but hold on. You're going to talk about the movie, and I wanted to mention that as well. So stick around. I'll be back. We'll be right back. Last segment coming up.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it away.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Wisconsin on the line here, and I wanted to clarify, yes, indeed, this show that we're talking about will be on tonight. Just got a confirmation from Julie and Jeremy that it will be on tonight at 9 p.m. Central. And I'm going to be waving my Ubermobile tonight, and I'm going to be listening to that show. So, Murr,
I'm calling it Rumble with the Bumble.
Well, if you'd like, if you'd like to hook up with me on Skype, we can actually kibitz during
that
show if you'd like.
Is it just your name? Is that what's on? Mine is just my name.
Discerner One. It's Discerner
One. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, we got together once before. But listen, this, I also have a Chat Tango over there. It's In Plain Sight, S-I-G-H-T, was taken, so it's S-I-T-E. In Plain Sight, S-I-T-E, .chatango.com, if people want to get in the chat room. And as far as the movie Sound of Freedom, apparently Mel Gibson had the final edit. I don't know how much, I think he was involved much more in it, though.
I read about it, and there was a report that Mel Gibson produced it. That's not true. Gibson did call Tim Ballard. That is attested by Tim Ballard. And he, I guess he put some money into the deal. And it is going to be a four-part series. And from what I understand, the first part is going to be on Ukraine, which is ironic, is it not? Because maybe that's that part of the reason why they're voraciously defending Ukraine, because none of those secrets they want to come out, and they want their flow to keep coming in.
Yes, and the children are moved through the embassy in D.C., Ukrainian embassy in D.C.
Oh, really? Isn't that wonderful? Well, you know, I commend Mel Gibson. I'm sure it's impossible to get him up on the air, but I'd love to. I'm going to try to track down Tim Ballard and see if I could get him up on the show. But I would love to participate in that. I would love nothing more in my investigative journalism to actually be a part of tracking these nefarious individuals down. I would love to see that in film.
They have a nice little baseball cap. There's a picture of Mel Gibson wearing one.
I saw
that
it.
The OU and R stylized, hooked together. Yeah.
Operation
Underground Railroad.
I went into Ballard's website, and there's a contact information, so I think I'm going to drop him an email and invite him to come up on the show, because I'd love to chat with him about that. Because this is a serious issue, and this is an issue that, it swept under the rug, and they keep poo-pooing it. Who was it? What was her name? Liz Crokin, that came out with the Pizzagate thing back in 2016, 2016. Yeah. And what was it? They interviewed the guy with a pizza store. I don't remember his name right now, but it was...
Levantis.
And they acted like he was the victim. I mean, give me a break, right? It was just sickening. But the bottom line is,
give me chills when they show the little pizza oven over his shoulder. I'm like, boy, nice baby fitting there, you know?
Yeah. Well, anyway, folks, I would encourage you to tune into this show tonight, because I'm going to be listening to it. Mm-hmm. And I already asked Julie if I could call in through Skype, and she said they're going to be using Skype. So the call-in line will be a call-in number. But, yeah, I invite you to we could kibitz with Skype while this show is going on, if you like, Mer.
Yeah, we could. Thank you so much.
All right, very good. She says, I don't know if they're taking callers. Folks, tune in tonight and listen to this. I might have some comment from it on next week's show. So we'll see you next time. Stay out of trouble. Same time, bye-bye. Same station next week. Thanks, Mer. Appreciate the call. Bye for now, guys.
Take America back. We must take America back.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form.
Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.